News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Prince Harry. It looked like there was some kind of rapprochement between him and his father. The father extending an invitation that Prince Harry and the family could stay in Buckingham Palace. But that invitation either hasn't been taken up or has been withdrawn, depending on who you listen to. Lucy Fisher is with us. She's Whitehall editor of the Financial Times. Lucy, what happened with the invite?
Well, this is the source of much intrigue. Buckingham Palace is saying that an answer was not received in the affirmative in time, and therefore staff were stood down, and a change of mind at the 11th hour by the Duke of Sussex couldn't be accommodated. A different version of accounts is given by Prince Harry's team. It's a little bit unclear exactly what's happened here, but it does show the extent of mistrust and lack of communication between Team Sussex and Buckingham Palace. And on top of that, there's a lot of intrigue around whether the fact that Prince Harry is in the UK when the verdict is expected tomorrow of the Associated Newspapers court case in which he has been a party is announced, whether the King got cold feet about having Harry stay with him and the optics of that in case Harry gives an outspoken response to the court judgment tomorrow, when the King himself has maintained a studiously neutral position on this case.
Meanwhile, the ongoing issues continue in respect of how security is provided to Prince Harry.
Well, that's also true. A long time wrangling between Harry and the state on that, where he says, he has been treated unfairly and outside the terms of the process to be judged about whether he is due state-funded security while in the UK. And yet again, Meghan and his two children, Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet, have not travelled with him to the UK, in part, it's understood, because of the security issue and the row over funding around that. So it really brings to the fore, while Harry is ostensibly in the UK to promote his charities, to promote the Invictus Games, which will be held in Birmingham next year, it's overshadowed by some of the dramas that are being relitigated yet again, following a long history of rows about these subjects.
And who do you delineate as being responsible for creating the drama? Are there two of them in it, or is this Prince Harry desperately being narcissistic?
Well, there are two sort of rows running concurrently here, aren't there? One is on the security, and that is a row over whether the Home Office is allowing Harry access, and the review of whether his security should be paid for by taxpayers is one element of this. I think the sort of ongoing tensions between the Prince and the King obviously are of huge interest to people, given they're members of the royal family, but really speak to the sort of inter-family breakdowns of communications and relations that will be familiar to many people across the land. They are just writ large, and I think there's been a lack of trust there for so many years now. It's difficult to rebuild, and while this was billed as the big reconciliation, there was high hopes some months ago that the King might have met Harry's children. That clearly isn't going to happen this week.
Lucy, thanks very much. Lucy Fisher there, Whitehall editor of the Financial Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.